On a farm near Hecla, standing amidst 14 antique steel-wheeled tractors, Barney Bruns begins to tell me what these machines can teach people about life, particularly that each one has its own story, which he says is part of what makes a collection worthwhile.
That's the neat thing about collecting, where you find it, parts you had to scrounge up. The building process is what it's all about. It's just like life. It's the trip, not the destination.
And some of these tractors have had quite the trip. 12 of them belong to Barney Bruns' father, Fred, who had a passion for Rumley oil pulls. One of them was found in pieces scattered in a junkyard. Another tractor is the only one of its kind. And then there's the jewel of the collection, a 3060 Rumley oil pull tractor purchased brand new by Barney Bruns' grandfather. In 1912, Bruns' uncle Ed traveled to LaPorte, Indiana, and took 2 months of classes learning how to run the machine. Then he brought it back home to the farm and taught the rest of the family.
It has not traveled out of South Dakota, to my knowledge, since it's been here. So this is South Dakota.
The tractor is green with a large rectangular smokestack in front. In its 100 years of South Dakota residency, it's had time to acquire a few layers of grime and that unique antique tractor smell.
The drip oil, leak oil, the belt smoke, and it all smells wonderful. They do definitely have a smell, you know, the grease. And as you see, it's got 100 years of dirt and grease on it. I don't think Dad ever really washed this thing up ever.
You could say it's carrying around 100 years of South Dakota history, and it's 100 years worth of Bruns' family history as well. The tractor was originally used for plowing, but it hasn't been used for farming purposes since the 20s or 30s. In the 40s, neighbors remember it helping to pull trees out of ditches and move buildings. Bruns' brother Bill Bruns and sister Jill Shane say it was a powerhouse for the community, but also a source of enjoyment, used in parades and other events.
Been riding on that tractor since we couldn't see over the side of it, you know. We didn't drive that tractor in too many parades. That was Dad's tractor. We drove other tractors, but Dad always drove that tractor.
All the centennials in the smaller towns, he would take the tractor. And then for years and years, my folks had a thrashing bee, their own thrashing bee right here. And they would use that tractor and their big old separators, and it was a huge draw for people that were interested in how farming used to be years ago.
Yeah. They donated all the money to the church. It was a good deal.
Bill Bruns has a special souvenir to remember the 3060 oil pull by, a steel plate in his leg, courtesy of the tricky process of starting the tractor when he was growing up.
I was standing on the back wheel, spinning the flywheel with my foot, and I had cowboy boots on, and the soles were probably oily. And my foot slipped through a spoke, and then it fired, which threw me off the tractor, luckily, but took about a year to heal up.
After that incident, the tractor was adapted with an electric starter. Getting the machine going today still takes a bit of work. Family friend Terry Schroeder is on hand to help with the process. He's from California, but his father grew up near the Bruns' farm. He remembers meeting Fred and Ina Bruns when he was 11 years old while eating coffee cake and visiting around the kitchen table.
Fred says, well, let's go out and start up something. And this is the tractor that we walked over to.
In order for the Rumley to run, enough pressure needs to be put through the primer tank to push fuel up into the primer line. It results in a bit of mouth-to-tractor resuscitation.
You would start on gas and then run on kerosene. The tradition, though, is that you've got to breathe life into this. And to do that, you know, you put your mouth on there and you you give it 100 PSI of pressure, and that's kind of the running joke for several decades now.
We want to see him really get that 100 pounds.
You want to see me kind of squirm? Let's see my cheeks squirm.
Well, I have two guys on that.
There we go.
After a few more adjustments, the Rumley oil pull booms to life, puffing black smoke. Barney Bruns says hearing the tractor makes him emotional.
When it starts, it's just a religious experience. And when it shuts down, it's just like it died. But the nice thing is you can bring it back to life again. So it's ageless, it's timeless.
195,195.
At the sale, the auctioneer tells potential buyers that this is the last time anyone will be able to purchase a one-owner, straight off the farm, 3060 Rumley.
And I have sold it to you, sir, 190,000. Congratulations.
Barney Bruns and his siblings say seeing the tractor go is like losing an old friend. But they're happy if it goes to a good home with an owner who can take care of it. After all, they say, that's the way their dad, who cared for the tractor for so many decades, would have wanted it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones near Hecla.